Hi, this is Adriel, and this is This Classy Guy here in Nacogdoches, Texas, the oldest town in Texas. In this episode, we're just going to be freelancing a bit. We're going to be talking about what's happening with me, what's been happening with the world, what's going on with the U.S., and maybe a few things in between. Keep tuned in. Okay, so first and foremost, I have to apologize to the public because for a while there, I was thinking about making a podcast, making it all new and fresh. Things were going well. And then all of a sudden, things happened and I hit a road bump. And let me explain. So apparently, within the past 3 or 4 months, I lost my job. I had a few differences. Things happened between me and my previous job where I just felt like I was being taken advantage of, and I told them about it, and apparently I was right because they fired me the next day. And I'm no longer mad about it. I'm just disappointed that the job market these days takes full advantage of you when they know they take advantage of you, and they just don't even admit their faults. They just fire you for it. So other than that, I'm just letting it go. Since then, I've been working at a new job, and I have to say, it just takes all the time out of everything that I'm doing. Like, I literally have no time to myself. The only day that I do have off, I'm working on other things. I'm working on housework. I'm doing everything else that I would usually be doing throughout the entire week into one day. So that's why I haven't been updating or making any podcasts or making anything new for the past couple of months. And I do apologize to my listeners here on Spotify and on the other platforms as well. With that said, I want to tell you what else has been going on with me. So lately I've been getting on this kick with buying old record albums, and not just old record albums, but like also new release record albums. Like, for instance, the newest one I've bought is, it's actually on pre-order right now. It's Dan Auerbach's Keep It Down's album, and there's 4 different variations to that album depending on where and how you get it exactly. I don't know for sure if I actually got the signed copy or not yet, but I'm supposed to get an email sometime soon letting me know if I actually got the copy. But that's just me. I also got other things too. Like, I've gotten basically Frank Sinatra's Gold album. Apparently that was a limited edition album of only 10,000 vinyls, which I did not know that they were doing that, so that was a cool bonus. And I've been buying all sorts of other albums that I just listened to, like The Midnight, that's one example. I've been listening to his albums, a fantastic kind of synthwave style of music. There's also Night Traveler. They're great band. I highly recommend. They have great vocals, great background music to them as well. It's very, I don't know really exactly how to put them into a category per se, but they're very kind of nostalgic in a sense. They have this nostalgic backing to them that just, I can't put my finger on it. But lately I've been getting on that kick with vinyl records, and I've been buying them. I've been checking out different artists and music and trying out different things, seeing how they would work, and, you know, going from there. And also, I've been getting all in this kick about trying to preserve vinyl records as well, trying to get, like, record sleeves, the outer sleeves as well as the inner sleeves for the vinyls and for the LP sleeves themselves. And that's been actually pretty fun, trying to put all that together when I actually do have a chance to do that. So that's one thing I've been getting on lately. is vinyl records. So yeah, that's what I've been working on. Other than that, like I said, I've just been working my butt off. Ever since I had gotten onto this new job, which I think was kind of ironic considering the fact that it was the next day after I had gotten fired that I got hired onto this new job, which was very fortunate, very lucky in that respect. But man, does it take so much out of you. It's so demanding for this job. And I don't want to go into too much detail about my personal life in terms of where I work, but let's just say that I work in an establishment that makes sandwiches, and they're even trying to get me to get on as a management position, which I was like not really prepared for because I've only been there for like 2 or 3 months, and now they're wanting me to work management. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I will pass the safety food exam for management. I've heard that it's really hard and it's difficult, and I'm hoping that'll pass. And if I do pass, then I'm going to have even more demanding issues happen to me, and that's going to be another fiasco in itself. So enough ranting about me. Next up, we'll be talking about the U.S. and what's been happening lately. Oh, the U.S. of A. The United States of America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. And the land of nitpicking in between. So, we've seen the new debate that's happened with the Republican Party. And, of course, there was, like, most of them were politicians. And there was one wild card, Vivek Ramaswamy, and it seemed like he was, like what all these other outlets have been saying, they were using him as a punching bag because he was new, he was fresh, and there's probably a reasoning why they're nitpicking on him in particular. And some of the things that he says, I'm not so sure I agree with, but at the same time, though, he has some major, major things that he's been saying that kind of almost mimic or almost resemble a lot of what Trump has been saying, which is kind of interesting. And that's also another thing, too. They even said, the moderators were asking, is like, if Trump was fully indicted, would you still support Trump as being a nominee for the presidency, whatever, candidate? And Ramaswamy, Vivek, he rose his right hand real quick, and then, like, you see, like, the other ones that were like, oh, should I raise my right hand? Should I... Oh, they're cheering? Oh, okay, I'll raise my right hand in support. It just seemed like it was so disingenuous, and, like, they were just trying to get the poll numbers up for themselves. And, like, I saw, like, the barking of Chris Christie, and then Vivek just biting back at him, and just, oh, man, it was just like a Clash of the Titans kind of scenario with this debate that just happened. And I think it's kind of funny how all these mainstream media outlets have been saying, oh, well, basically this debate wasn't, them running for president. It was for them being vice president. Like, who's going to win the second place, so to speak. And I think it is all interesting the fact that Trump, when he was on Tucker Carlson's show on X or Twitter or whatever that app medium outlet is now. It seems like they change their name every 10 days now. I don't know. Anyway, Tucker Carlson on X had him do a pre-recording video of the set questions for him. And apparently that got even way more video views than the Fox News video for the debate, which I thought was really interesting and odd. And it just shows you how much we basically trust the mainstream media. It just seems like nowadays we've gotten so fed up, we're so tired, it just seems like they just reiterate the same jargon over and over and over and over again, and it was just so blasé-faire and just so lazy and disingenuous and all the other, you know, inadequacies of words that I could probably think of that lately have been happening with mainstream media. I mean, like the you know, when Fox News let Tucker Carlson go because of the basis of him, you know, prodding and poking and asking questions on very serious topics and very almost, I guess they were controversial, but that was like their biggest pull was Tucker Carlson, and they let him go. And I just thought that was odd. And, you know, ever since then, I've like just stopped watching news altogether. I mean, I was kind of right-leaning to a certain extent. I'm more of a moderate. I believe that people should have their own choice in terms of doing certain things. And, you know, and also at the same time, though, I was under a conservative upbringing. So it kind of just goes hand in hand with where I'm at. I'm like on the fence, but kind of slightly right-leaning. I'm not completely on the right side, because it just, some of their things I don't agree with, and then on the left side, I don't completely agree with them. So I'm a moderate, and people should be saying, oh, if you're a moderate, then you should be in full support of Joe Biden. Here's the thing. For me, this is just me, but for me, it just seems like his heart is in the right place, but his head isn't. And I feel bad. I really do. He's been in politics for over 40 some odd years, almost 50 years, I guess. Was it now 50 years? And it just seems like he never got really anything done. And he's been trying to change his life around. He's been trying to change his politics, his form, and all the things that he'd said in the past have basically come back to haunt him. And it's a big mess. I mean, like, when we even had the debate between him and Trump for the 2020 election, that was a dumpster fire if I ever saw one. But I digress. So, back to the debate that's been happening. Like I said, they've been using Vivek Ramaswamy, the newcomer, the wild card, so to speak, as their new punching bag in place of Trump. Which I thought was odd. But then again, I mean, when has the politicians ever been not pulling punches at somebody new and somebody fresh and somebody different from them? And I think the real reasoning why they were so quick and so swift to try and basically demean him and to basically make him look like he's not worth being part of the candidacy was because they're so threatened by him. He has this charisma. He has this fresh look at and fresh, you know, take at different policies and different forms, reforms on certain topics and certain things and certain ideas. And with that said, to them, I can tell. I can definitely tell that they are completely threatened by him. I mean, look at his poll numbers. He's risen since that debate. He's risen even more. And for them to just browbash him just made him that much more the wild card, the one that just is just topping the charts. Now, is he going to be president? I don't know. I probably don't think he's going to be, but he's getting up there in terms of the Republican Party. And he's making waves, and people are starting to say his name a lot more often than they were 2 or 3 months ago. Other than that, with the politics and with the debates that have been happening recently, apparently there was there have been shootings that have been happening in Texas that have been just, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I thought we were done with mass shootings, but of course they never stop. It just seems like as soon as one ends, another begins. I'm just like, I'm so tired of this coverage. It's so sad for the families to actually go through them and lose loved ones through it. And my heart pours out to them. I really do. And it's like, it's unwarranted, it's unneeded, and it could have been prevented. And it just seems like the way we've been doing it has been completely wrong. And just, like I said, this is where my moderate is, moderatism is kind of rearing its ugly head, is because I believe in the Second Amendment. People should have the rights for guns, but I also believe in the restriction of guns as well, to certain particular guns. I don't know. It seems like these days it's getting easier and easier for these kids to get a hold of these semi-automatic weapons, and it just makes me question, like, how in the world are they getting a hold of these guns? How are they getting a hold of these weapons unless it's from their parents or through some crazy illegal means on the dark web? That's the only other logical explanation I can think of, is either from their parents or from the dark web. And the dark web, that's a whole nother story. We could probably talk that about that in another time. But some of these parents, I don't know, it just seems like they don't care. They could care less. And they're basically just setting their kids to the side and saying, "Here you go, do your own thing. I'm gonna do my own thing." And you see this buildup, this snowball effect that's happening with these kids, where they're disenfranchised, they feel left out, they feel like they're not part of society, and that society has basically denied them their right to of life, and so their only outlet is to go out and unalive a lot of people. And it's so sad seeing that happen, and seeing these kids go out and just do such a violent thing and have no emotion, no a modicum of remorse or even respect for the people that that helped them out, that they ended up hurting. It's just so sad and so crazy how much things have been happening with that. And it just, my heart, like I said, my heart goes out to the people and the mass shooting that's been happening in Texas, and anywhere for that matter, anywhere that has a mass shooting. I am so, so sorry for those people that experienced the loss of life. And I've lost life of my own, within the past 6 or 7 years. My father passed away, and then 2 years ago my mom passed away. And with both of them, it was under similar circumstances, with heart-related problems and issues. And for me to experience that loss myself, and seeing, I can't even imagine really what these parents would have gone through, losing their kids' life because of an individual who just felt the need to just use a semi-automatic weapon on other people because they felt like they needed to do that for some ungodly reason. But enough of the rant on that. So we'll talk about the rest of the world next. Keep it tuned in. And of course, I couldn't stop this segment or this show without mentioning the rest of the world that's been happening. I mean, of course, I've been talking about myself. I'm not trying to be narcissistic, but I was talking about myself because of what was happening with me. And then we were talking about the US in terms of recent events, what's happening there, and then the recent events that's been happening around the world. I mean, it just seems like every single day there's something new that's happening with Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine and Russia here, Ukraine and Russia there, Ukraine and Russia here. And first, like, a thing that was happening, that apparently happened recently, was some defector of Russia. He was like a mercenary. He used to be a chef for Putin, I guess. It's the craziest story about this guy. He was like a chef for Putin, and then he felt disenfranchised. He didn't like the policies that Putin was doing, and so he created his own. He was in support through the Kremlin and to do like his own mercenary work. And then he felt disenfranchised and w went against Putin and started doing things for Ukraine. And then there was a plane that was of his with I forgot how many other people that were part of his group that were on the same plane that just mysteriously crashed on the way to Moscow from wherever it was in Russia. And I mean, they don't know for sure yet if he was on that plane. I can't even remember the guy's name. That just shows you how much I was listening or even paying attention, and I apologize, but it's just like it just seems like like this was an inside job. This seems like this was a hit. This was something that was like, mess around and find out type situation. This is exactly what they're basically saying. Like if you do try to defy us, the Russian Republic, whatever you want to call it, this is what's going to happen to you. And so the rest of the world is like, And it's also interesting to note too, the people that are like in St. Petersburg, whenever the press is there, and they try to voice their opinion, as soon as they try to say one word in, they have like police that will come and escort them and push them away, or take them away and put them in prison, for even just trying to speak their own opinion about their own country, which is, I guess, not that unsurprising. Given, the fact of its history of communism and whatnot, and then with Ukraine, of course, they've been having military vehicles and fights and more fights with the invasion of Russia going against Ukraine, and it's just, I'm just so tired of it. I'm done with these proxy wars and stuff like that. And it's just, and this, again, this is where my moderate side rears its ugly head. Like, I get that Ukraine needs help. It needs support. I get that. It needs help. But why does America have to butt into this whole situation? I mean, that's just me. If we're basically tying strings here, it should be NATO of all, alliances and things like that that should be helping them more than anything. But we have to pull, us Americans have to pull most of the weight in terms of using our own tax dollars in order to fund this proxy war. I mean, dude, this doesn't, it's, oh, like, if there was, if we were, okay, like, say for instance, we get invaded by, like, Canada or something crazy like that, which would be the craziest coup of all time. But let's just say that for craps and giggles, and Canada just decides, oh, we're gonna invade USA. And so they start invading USA, and we're having struggles, we're having problems. Somehow we're having struggles, which would never really happen, but let's just say that we're having struggles. Do you think that a European country or an Asian country, or any country for that matter, would butt in and say, here's some money to help you fund your situation, your problems? I don't think so. I don't freaking think so. I would think that they would say to themselves, oh, that's their war. They let them deal with that situation themselves. That's their problem, not my problem. But yet, here we are having to be the world's police and having to be the one that says, oh, okay, I'll have to butt in now and make sure that we keep the peace and the independence of all these different nations and countries and stuff like that. It's just like, why? Why? Why do we have to butt in every single freaking time? And they're like, oh, well, it's because of foreign policy. Foreign policy, my butt. If it was truly foreign policy, then other foreign nations besides just the US would have been pulling their weight. And maybe some of them are, but it just seems like the majority of the time I'm just hearing US giving money to Ukraine. US giving money to Ukraine. I hardly hear any other country giving money to Ukraine whatsoever. And if they are, God bless them, I guess. But it just seems at the same time, though, it just seems like we don't need to. We really should not need to be butting our head in with this whole problem. I mean, did we butt our heads in with with the problem when Georgia got invaded? I mean, if we did, it was very minimal, if at all. And that was during the Barack Obama administration. So, why now? What, like, really? Why? We're having to go through this? And it's our tax dollars, people. It's our tax dollars that's doing this. And you're like, and then you see all these whole things, we're like, oh, well, it's because of the pandemic that caused the inflation. And yes, that did cause part of the inflation. And oh, it was Trump and his policies that caused the inflation. Maybe he, part of his policies caused the inflation as well. But, these other things that happened that weren't part of the inflation at all. They weren't part of the inflation. The war in Ukraine wasn't part of the inflation. Are you kidding me right now? Are you absolutely kidding me right now that the Ukrainian war is not part of inflation? You've got to be out of your stinking mind. You've got to be out of your mind. I've seen the numbers. It was like somewhere around the range of like $70 billion or something like that, or even more. I can't even remember. It was just an unfathomably large number of dollars that we just gave to Ukraine to say, here you go, this is for help funding the war effort. Here you go. I'm like, that's my money, dude. That's your money. That's America's money. And we're like, and how many trillion dollars of debt? It's upwards of like 33, $34 trillion. I mean, I'm surprised we haven't defaulted yet. It's crazy. That's bonkers, people. Like, why? Again, why do we have to butt in into matters that are not our own matters? Like, it's not really our problem. Like, I just don't get it. Maybe somebody out there understands this whole foreign policy way better than I do, and they could explain it way better detail than I ever could, and understand it in terms of where a 5-year-old can understand it. Because it just seems like to me, like this whole thing is unwarranted, it's unneeded, it's stupid. The war is stupid. They should. It's just like, why? Why are they doing this? It's like, it just seems like the reason, and the only reason I could think of that Russia is doing it is because of oil. Because they've been trying to create these pipelines to Europe and to, during, under the sea in different parts of the world. And it just seems like that one was blown up outside of like Germany or something like that. And like people are saying, well, Germany did it. And somebody, people were saying, oh, US did it. And they're like, people keep pointing fingers at other people, but they don't want to take accountability of who took the action of blowing up the pipeline for Russia in that respect. And then Russia was like, okay, well, if that's not going to work, well, let's try these other pipelines. And they get the pipelines to their border to like Poland or some other country, and they're like, no, we're not going to let you continue on with the pipeline because that impedes in our country's border, and we don't want you doing that. And Russia's like, okay, well, if you're not going to allow me to do that, then I guess our only way of getting oil to where we want to get it from is through the invasion of Ukraine. And that's why they're doing it. And you're like, if, NATO and these other neighboring countries just let them have a pipeline, I don't think they would have had this war to begin with. But maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just my naivety of foreign policy and foreign politics and whatever jargon, political bullcrap we have to, add to that medium. It's just I don't understand. I just don't understand why a nation like us, who's in 33, almost 33 or 34 trillion, that's with a T, $1 trillion in debt. And if you put that in perspective, that's like well over 120,000, some thousand, $120,000 worth of debt per head with people that aren't even alive yet added to that spectrum. No, I don't think we should fund anymore. That's That's not our job. We should not be loaning out money to people. There's, like, what incentive do they have for this? What incentive? Really? Is it to become loan sharks of the world, whatever, when time is due for payment? Oh, well, we gave you this odd amount of $1 trillion worth of money during this particular event in history for you. You owe us now. You need to give us money now. Is that what it is? Like, are we going to become loan shark of the world? Is that what's going to be? Because nobody's going to do that. Nobody's ever going to pay us back. Nobody is ever going to pay us back. And if they do, the only way they're going to is through tariffs. And even then, that's like a slap on the wrist compared to the rest of the world. It's just, it's lunacy, people. It's absolute lunacy that we are helping to fund an entirely different country that will never, ever be able to pay us back. I just don't understand, and I don't get it. And it pisses me off, because it means that much more money of the U.S. is going out to different countries and being funded for things that should not have to be funded for. Like, I should not have to fund that. But I have to, because it's taxpayers' money. And that's my money, and your money, and everybody else's money. And that's my rant about the world. And I, like I said, if you have any comments, concerns, or like to add your own 2 cents worth, by all means, go for it. That was my take on what's been happening today with the world. Thank you so much for listening to This Classy Guy here in Nacogdoches, Texas, the oldest town in Texas. I appreciate you listening into my rants, my concerns, my problems. if you liked this podcast, give it a like. And maybe listen into some of my other podcasts. They're not nearly as rant-filled as this one is. Again, thank you for listening in. And remember, stay classy.